وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said that some people make zikr their whole life, but they don't get the benefit what was meant in zikr. And two main reasons which Hazrat gave why people don't get the benefit of the zikr. One is they don't do it punctually, regularly. When they feel like, then they do. When they don't feel like, they don't. And the other is we don't do ashiqana wa lihana zikr. That is with love and with passion. And in order to do that, we have to have ma'rifat, recognition of Allah. And when we have that, and then to take Allah's name will become very enjoyable. A simple example, if somebody's wife's name is Fatima and he wants to make love to her, and he repeats her name 100 times, Fatima, 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 she'll also become angry. What you up to? She'll give him one slap also. But if he says one time Fatima with love and passion, she will feel so nice. So to take Allah's name also like that, with love and passion, not just the repetition, but to take it with that feeling. And with regard to dhikr, there are a few muraqabas, meditations that we should do when we make our zikr. One of them is we should understand afdalu dhikr, la ilaha illallah. That as I'm doing my zikr, la ilaha illallah, Allah has blessed me, given me the opportunity to make what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the best of all zikrs. And I'm to now at this moment, Allah gave me the tawfiq, I'm doing the best of zikrs. The second is, in the hadith sharif it comes, that la ilaha illallah, laysa laha hijab dun Allah. That la ilaha illallah has got no veil between it and Allah. It goes direct to Allah ta'ala, which is mentioned in a beautiful poem, nazar wo hai jo is kono makan se paar ho jaye. This is that kalima that goes through, it pierces through the heavens and the earth and goes to Allah, to the arsh of Allah ta'ala. Lekin jab wo rukh-e taaba par pare, bekar ho jaye. And its final destination where the buck stops is the arsh of Allah. That's where it finds its resting place, when it reaches the arsh of Allah. And when it reaches the arsh of Allah ta'ala, it opens the doors of the treasures of Allah ta'ala. And then this la ilaha illallah, there is a column of noor from the arsh of Allah direct into your heart. Now make your niyat that you are taking from the treasures of Allah ta'ala. And from the big storeroom, you are now taking into your small storeroom and you are placing it in there. And take what you want to them. Close the doors. When you have the opportunity of, you have opened the treasures of Allah ta'ala, now take what you want. And the greatest things to take, the ma'rifat of Allah, I beg of Him that, ya Allah, from your treasures, bless me with your ma'rifat, with your muhabbat, with your obedience, all those things, the khazain, the treasures, and the ma'arif, the things that people, we don't know ourselves, in the knowledge of Allah, what is there? Oh Allah, you poured it all into my heart. And then we also, it comes in the hadith sharif, man qala la ilaha illallah 70,000 marra. A person who recites la ilaha illallah 70,000 times, ghufira liman qal wa liman qil. The person who read it is also forgiven. And for who you read it, that person is also forgiven. Sheikh Muhyiddin Ibn al-Arabi rahmatullah alayhi was a very great pious in Spain. And Spain, there is one book just with the 200 names of the awliya that were in Spain. Not their life, when they were born, when they passed away, their life's condition. The whole book is filled only with their names, so we can imagine what level there was of piety, of knowledge, of the tasawwuf in Spain also. So anyway, on one occasion, he invited some people for meals. In that, who he invited, there was one boy with regard to whom it was famous he gets kashf. Allah shows him things which other people can't see. While they were eating, suddenly the boy screamed, cried. So the sheikh asked him, what's wrong? Why are you screaming, crying like this? He says, I see my mother is burning in the fire of Jahannam. So the Shaykh had quite a few quotas of 70,000 of La ilaha illallah. Immediately, without any expression on his face, without saying a word, immediately he transferred one quota to the boy's mother. He saw immediately the boy started laughing and he was happy. He said, now what's wrong with you? He says, I see my mother is transferred into Jannah. And she has been saved from the other. From here, the ulama have written, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali taught us that from the hadith, the Shaykh understood that this boy's kashf is genuine, he's not making stories. There are many people who just make stories, but he saw that immediately he saw his kashf is genuine. And from the kashf of the boy, he said, understood that this is a sahih hadith. It's not a fabricated hadith or anything, it's a sahih hadith. Also, we understand from here that the transfer done by Allah Ta'ala, we do electronic transfer. Allah's transfer is even more faster. That immediately it reached not only the mother, the sawab, but transferred her from Jahannam to Jannat also. So fast is Allah's transfer. Our transfers can never be so fast. Then we also make this muraqabah, that what La ilaha illallah comes in the hadith. There is a column in front of the arsh of Allah. Whenever anyone recites La ilaha illallah, then this column shakes very vibrantly. Allah says, stand still, stop. He says, how can I stop when the reciter of La ilaha illallah has not yet been forgiven? Allah says, I've forgiven him. You stay, stop. So much of virtues of La ilaha illallah. And then also, but La ilaha illallah, we should also make this niyyah that our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali's translation, the translation of love of La ilaha illallah, who is there for me besides you? Like for example, your wife wants something, your daughter wants something, and she says, Daddy, who else can I go and ask? Must I go and ask my uncle? Must I go and ask somebody on the street? You're the only one I can ask. Your heart will also melt. So you say to Allah, who else is there for me? You're the only one for me. I've got nobody else to turn to. You're my only one. I only love you. You're my only one. So that muraqabah also we make. Another muraqabah also we make, that with La ilaha illallah, that La ilaha, we are vacuuming and taking out from our heart and throwing it out. And we should sit cross-legged facing Qibla, and then from the waist we should move our body slightly to the right, not too much, slightly. And this is also proven from the hadith in Hayatul Sahaba on page 15, volume number 1. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu say, when we should make zikr, our body should sway like the tree tops in the wind. How the tree tops in the wind, how they move, like that we should make our zikr. So La ilaha this way, and I've taken out from my heart, which is on the left side, and I've thrown it out, all the wrong things. You can make a general niyat, all the wrong, or what particularly we are finding we are wrong in. Our anger is right out of control, eyes are right out of control, tongue is out of control, then but that particular thing, I'm taking that wrong thing and throwing it out. And with illallah, I'm putting the right thing. If I feel I've got pride in me, so I'm taking out pride and putting humbleness in my heart. I feel I speak too much, or I lie too much, or I make ghibat too much, backbite. So I'm taking that out and I'm putting the right thing. So a person is treating his ailment. If this carpet, we vacuum it. We have different types of vacuum cleaners, Sunbeam, Electrolux, many types of vacuum cleaners. And they clean the carpet in one time. And the heart, the vacuum cleaner, is the vacuum cleaner of the brand La ilaha illallah. How won't it clean the heart? And you're not vacuuming it one time, you're vacuuming it 100 times. If we do our zikr, a zikr will cleanse the heart. It comes in the hadith, the kulli shayin thiqala. For everything there is a cleanser. Like for example, you want to wash clothes, the washing powder is a different type. You want to wash the floor, there is a different cleanser. So for everything there is a cleanser and a polisher that polishes it. The cleanser of the heart is the zikr of Allah. It cleans it, it polishes it, it shines it. The before we know, it's not long ago, many of us must be remembering, to wash the car, the floor, toilet, anything. There were three things we had to do. First, wash and scrub. Then we had to polish. Then we had to shine. Now, scientists recently have made a polish 3-in-1. The same polish cleanses also, polishes also, and shines also. Allah gave us 3-in-1, not for the car, not for the floor, for the heart. And Allah gave it through the barakat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 1400 years ago. So this will cleanse the heart. Also, what la ilaha illallah, we make this muraqabah also, that who else is there, that you are my only object. La ilaha, I got no object. Not to live is my object. Not to die is my object. Not my business is my object. The actual object, these are all necessities we see, and these are all natural things that happen. Not my car is my object, not my wife is my object, nothing. Or the wife thinks, not my husband is my object. My object is you. I want only you. And you say this to Allah, then what connection you will get to Allah? A person says this. So these few muraqabas we should make while we are making zikr. And when we say the zikr also, we should try and do together, as we do, going to do now, as we usually do, and do some on your own. When we make zikr together, then say the ash'ar, the poems also, and concentrate on the meanings of the poems also. And when we're doing on our own, if you want to say the ash'ar, well and good, but then concentrate on these muraqabas on our own. What is a good system? Do half our zikr together, all together, and half do it on your own. And on your own, think of these muraqabas also. Then when we say Allah, then make these few muraqabas, that as Allah is coming out of my tongue, it is coming out of my heart also. So you're putting your heart with your tongue. It's not just a verbal zikr, from your heart also. And that is the main thing, from the heart. Then when we say Allah, make this muraqabah also, that, oh Allah, I love you, I need you, you love me, you come in my heart. 100 times you're begging of Allah. Allah is the most, a child that wants a sweet or anything else, and it's going round the mother and pulling the dress of the mother, give me this, I want this, the mother gives it finally. So by Allah you ask, and the same thing we should think when we make tawaf of Kaaba Sharif. Like a child running around the mother, holding on the dress of the mother, pulling the dress, please give me, I want this. Beg of Allah like that, like a child is begging from its mother, beg from Allah. So we ask Allah Ta'ala for His love also. So in this way, some muraqabah of the word Allah also we should do. We keep this in mind and then make the zikr and then see inshallah how much our zikr benefits us. And forget a lifetime, a few days, and we will feel the difference also. We will actually realize the difference if we do our zikr properly. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Fadhkuruni adhkurukum. أنا جليس من ذكرني دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر دیکھو جدر لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. الہی دل میں میرے خیر کا اثر نہ رہے، سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے، تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو، الہی رہو ایک خبردار تیرا. لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، یار رہے یا رب تو میرا اور میں تیرا، یار رہو مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت، خلق سے میں بیزار رہو، ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہو، سرشار رہو، ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر خوشیار رہو، اب تو رہے بس داد میں آخر ورد زباں، اے میرے الہ. لا الہ الا جہاں میں جو کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر نگین، جن انس حور و ملائک عرش و کرسی سب ہے تیرے زیر نگین، کون و مکان میں لائق سجدہ تیرے سوا، اے نور مبین کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں، کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں، اب تو رہے بس داد میں آخر ورد زباں، اے میرے الہ. لا الہ الا تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں، تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں، تیرے سوا مطلوب حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں، تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں، اب تو رہے بس داد میں آخر ورد زباں، اے میرے الہ. لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ، اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر، اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر، چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ، مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں کو بد کردار و ناماسیہ، تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب، تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب، بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ، اب تو رہے بستاد میں آخر ورد زباں، اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. مجھ کو سراپا ذکر بنا دے، ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا، میرے ہر بنے منہ سے نکلے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا، اب تو کبھی چھوڑے بھی نہ چھوٹے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا، سانس کے بدلے نکلے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا، اب تو رہے بستاد میں آخر ورد زباں، اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. جب تک قلب رہے پہلو میں، جب تک تن میں جان رہے، لب پہ تیرا نام رہے اور دل میں تیرا دھیان رہے، جذبہ میں پرا ہوش رہے اور عقل میری حیران رہے، لیکن تجھ سے غافل ہرگز دل نہ میرا ایک آن رہے، اب تو رہے بستاد میں آخر ورد زباں، اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 الہی عطا ہو ذرہ درد دل کے، مرتا ہے بے درد بیمار تیرا، کوئی تجھ سے کچھ کوئی کچھ چاہتا ہے، میں تجھ سے ہوں یا رب طلبگار تیرا، نہیں دونوں عالم سے کچھ مجھ کو مطلب، تو مطلوب میں ہوں طالب تیرا، اٹھا غم رکھ امید امداد حق سے تجھے غم ہے کیا، لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 محمد رسول اللہ وسلم. نعرہ مستانہ خوش می آئے دم، تاب جانا چنی می بایدم الله الله ایچه شیرین اسنام شیر و شکر می شود جانم تمام الله الله کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ تعالی شانہ اللہ 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 را غیر خدا محرم نبود غالبی بر جاذبه مشتری شاید در درمان دگر و آخری الله 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 نام لیتے ہی نشہ سا چھا گیا ذکر میں تاثیر دور جام ہے نام لیتے ہی نشہ سا چھا گیا ذکر میں تاثیر دور جام ہے وعدہ آنے کا شب آخر میں ہے صبح ہی سے انتظار شام ہے لا اللہ رخصت ہو گئی اب تو آجا اب تو خلوت ہو گئی آجا میری آنکھوں میں سما جا میرے دل میں ذکر اللہ اللہ اور کیا اثر آہو فغا میں مٹا دے اپنی ہستی کو ہاں مٹا دے اپنی ہستی کو اور چھوڑ دے ساری مستی کو بستی بستی کہتا جا اللہ اللہ سن لے میرے نادے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ مجھے اپنا دے مجھے اپنا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اللہ بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ بیٹھے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 سے کیا محبت ہو گئی ایک تم سے کیا محبت ہو گئی ساری دنیا نظر سے گر گئی ساری دنیا نظر سے گر گئی ایک تم سے کیا محبت ہو گئے، ساری دنیا ہی سے نفرت ہو گئے، عشق میں ذلت بھی عزت ہو گئے، لی فقیری بادشاہت ہو گئے، اللہ معزولم مکن، ذکر بدو بذکر خیش مشغولم مکن، اللہ مراقبہ meditations which I explain, we should generally do them. But when a person is very tired, especially mentally, if he's exhausted, even normally, don't put too much pressure on the mind. Very lightly think about it. Because it's not easy. If you put too much pressure, it will affect you mentally. So don't put too much pressure. And when you are like tired, exhausted, then just make the zikr. Do the muraqabah. The ruqal muraqabah. The muraqabah, like any ibadat, namaz, tilawat, zikr, dua, a person needs a lot of inside capacity if you want to do it properly. You just do it as a formality, just as a, outwardly. Your heart is not in it, then that is simple, that is not easy. But when you put your heart and mind, it pulls out a lot from you. It's very taxing. So therefore, for zikr also, a person should eat good healthy food so he has strength. Heart must be strong, mind must be strong. A person who is a bit weak mustn't put too much pressure. It will affect him mentally. And therefore, try and take rest also properly and make your zikr such a time when you are quite fresh. Not when you are half sleepy, tired, then you won't get the benefit. And build yourself up to have that strength. When you have that, then your zikr, you will see the effect of it. When you put your heart and mind in it, and also don't make too much zikr, no matter how much you enjoy it, keep it to its limit. And especially if you're doing it with the exertion of the mind and heart, then keep it within its limit. If you're just doing it as a formality, just saying it and your mind is wandering around, then it's all right. Therefore, namaz also, Allah made the five times namaz very short. If you can see for the whole day, each namaz is, what is required is that exertion. If you're just making namaz casually, your mind is wandering everywhere, you're not present with Allah, then you can make whole day namaz also. But if you put your mind properly in your heart, then you'll see how much taxing it is. So that's why Allah made it very less. 2 rakats of Fajr, 4 rakats of Zuhr, very less time. 4 minutes, 5 minutes, that's all. Because our capacity is not so much that we can endure so much. So keep that also in mind, inshallah. And the Kitab Thanai Hamid, in which these poems are written, etc., it is on the website. You can download it, or if you want a copy, actual copy, you can give me your name and address written on top. Thanai Hamid, we'll post it, or we'll send it with some student, somebody coming, we'll get it to you, inshallah. And also this Muraqabas, I don't think it's still on the website, but it's prepared. It will be going on the website soon. All these different muraqabas that we have to do. And keep in touch on the website. It's updated regularly. The majalis that take place, the upcoming programs that take place, it's always on there. So keep in touch with that also. and how I mentioned yesterday, email regularly, whatever, once a month, once in 6 weeks. Even if we're doing nothing, we stopped our zikr, but email, that will help us to start again, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu.